Shipping industry dodges bullet as net zero framework survives. The International Maritime Organization, IMO, has reached a deal that will keep the net zero framework, NZF, intact, despite a week of pressure and delay tactics from the United States. The NZF aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from international shipping by at least 50% by 2050. Negotiations on the framework have been ongoing for several years, with various countries pushing for different levels of ambition. The U.S. has been a key player in these negotiations, but its efforts to delay or water down the deal were ultimately unsuccessful. This outcome is a significant victory for environmental groups and countries that have been advocating for stricter regulations on the shipping industry. The EU and other ambitious countries refused to abandon the NZF, despite pressure from the U.S. Felix Klein, shipping policy officer at TNE, welcomed the decision, saying it's a relief that the framework survived. However, he also warned that delays and compromises can undermine the deal if not handled carefully. The IMO must now use the extra time to reaffirm its commitment to a real net zero deal. The months ahead will determine whether the IMO can secure a sufficiently ambitious framework. With detailed discussions on the substance of the NZF not taking place at this week's session, these will now resume during an additional week in September. After that, the Marine Environmental Protection Committee will meet in November to agree on a way forward. The delay tactics employed by the U.S. have been seen as a last-ditch effort to block the deal. However, the IMO has shown resilience and determination in the face of opposition. This outcome highlights the importance of international cooperation on climate change, particularly in industries that are critical to global trade and economic growth. As the shipping industry continues to grapple with the challenges of reducing emissions, this deal provides a much-needed boost to efforts to transition to cleaner fuels and more efficient technologies. The IMO's ability to navigate complex negotiations highlights the need for international cooperation on climate change. The EU must now hold its nerve and refuse to settle for a deal hollowed out by US pressure. Any move to weaken the net zero framework now would be a gift to the oil lobby, at a time when oil prices are spiking and the cost of inaction is higher than ever before. Regional action may become necessary if the IMO process fails to deliver meaningful progress. National governments must be prepared to fill the gap left by international regulation, particularly if they want to ensure that climate action remains on track. The delay tactics employed by the U.S. have also highlighted the need for greater transparency and accountability in international negotiations. The IMO must do better to ensure that all parties are held accountable for their commitments and actions. In the end, this deal is a victory for countries that have been advocating for stricter regulations on the shipping industry. It's a reminder that even in the face of opposition, determination and cooperation can lead to meaningful progress on climate change.